told, I had a great time.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. One of the most colorful characters ever to call Ohio home was Joe Walsh, lead guitarist of the James Gang, Eagles, Barnstorm, and on occasion, the Horn Dogs. I believe wholeheartedly that the best rock artists are those who don't take themselves or the industry too seriously, with Joe being that mindset's poster child. Joe's first solo LP, So What, featured the help of his future Eagles bandmates Glenn Frey, Don Henley, and Randy Meisner, along with ex-Barnstorm drummer Joe Fatale, and there'll be more on him later, J.D. Souther, and Dan Folkberg. Here's the leadoff, Welcome to the Club, and Time Out from that aforementioned LP.
Standing in the runway, waving at the plane. There goes everything.
Which brings us to Walsh's inclusion in The Eagles. Joe replaced Bernie Ledden, who left the band after the release of the One of These Nights album. Bernie was the main country rock influence in The Eagles, whose input, now that they were becoming more of a rock band, was no longer needed. Enter Joe for the monumental album, Hotel California, produced by a longtime Cleveland music fan, Bill Simzik. It was Walsh who provided the opening guitar riff to Life in the Fast Lane, and along with longtime friend Joe Fatale, a cut on side two of Hotel California titled Pretty Maids, All in a Row. Joe on lead vocals. I guess this is as good a time as any to address someone whose name keeps coming up, Joe Vitale. Joe's first experience of seeing his name on a record label was with the teen band The Echoes from Canton, a group that soon would be known as The Childs. An opportunity drumming for the Amboy Dukes in 1971 preceded his inclusion in Walsh's Barnstorm in 1972. Joe's first LP, Roller Coaster Weekend, featuring guitar help from Walsh, Phil Keggy, and Rick Derringer, wasn't received well despite the all-star support. And the single, Take a Chance on Me, didn't fare any better. His only chart appearance as a solo act was in 1981 with Lady on the Rock, a patriotic ode to the Statue of Liberty. Joe would eventually join the Stills Young Band and tour with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Here's the aforementioned cuts.
Yeah.
In the period following Hotel California, as the Eagles struggled with its follow-up, Walsh released the LP, But Seriously, Folks, which included his biggest solo hit to date, Life's Been Good. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Thank you.
In the City was from the soundtrack to the film The Warriors from 1979. The song was re-recorded by Walsh with the Eagles and Joe Vitale, of course, as the backing band, appearing on their The Long Run LP later that same year. We heard the former from the soundtrack. The Long Run was such a negative endeavor, Randy Meisner left, being replaced by Timothy B. Schmidt, that the band imploded under the pressure of following the success of Hotel California. The Eagles were no more until 1994. That's when hell officially froze over. The Eagles went their separate ways, each began work on solo projects. Walsh's was There Goes the Neighborhood. Two cuts from Neighborhood were leftovers. The single, Life of Illusion, was first recorded by Barnstorm in 1972, but never finished. Rivers was a cut passed over by the rest of the Eagles for inclusion on The Long Run.
Can't
from 1983's You Bought It, You Name It LP, Space Age Whizkids.
I used to go out dancing.
Walsh started the 90s with a new record company, Epic, and a new LP, Ordinary Average Guy, which begat a single of the same name. The album featured, among others, Ringo Starr and, of course, Joe Vitale. The Ringo connection was due in part to Joe's inclusion in the Ringo Starr All-Star Band and Tour. From what appeared to be Joe's last solo LP, Songs for a Dying Planet in 1992 is a semi-serious vote for me. It would be 20 years until he would release another record.
D.C. I play golf all day with heads of state. If they brought beer, wouldn't that be great? I can't wait. Well, there's an awful lot of issues important to me. Here's my campaign policy. Legislation, education, occupation, arbitration. Station,
Well, it's the land of the brave, home of the free. That's a funny thing about democracy. A vote for me is a vote for me.
Just one of two cuts from the 2007 Eagles reunion record, A Long Road Out of Eden, that Walsh was awarded lead vocal duties. It was 28 years since The Long Run, and it was well worth the wait. The 20 years between Walsh solo LPs gave us 2012's Analog Man, an LP with contributions by Joe's new brother-in-law Ringo Starr, Barnstorm members Kenny Passarelli and Joe Vitale, of course, and former James Gang, Jim Fox, and Dale Peters. With a tribute to the aforementioned James Gang, the cut Funk Number 50. I, for one, am looking forward to 51.
We'll be right back.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Right, zero, next day, I wrote the business, and I realized, right, since you went out, zero, the machine, or something.